This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another edition of the Warrior Soul Podcast. My name is Chris Albert, and the purpose of the Warrior Soul Podcast is to empower U.S. military veterans and anybody else who's willing to listen to live their absolute best lives. And I do that by delivering tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that they can implement right after listening to one of these episodes and in their lives that'll help them to become wiser, stronger, more capable human beings in the civilian world or in their own lives if they haven't served in the military. If you're not a veteran, stick around because obviously, like I said, anything I talk about here is going to be able to apply to you. A lot of times I am speaking to somebody who is a lot smarter, a lot more accomplished than I am. Somebody like Robert Greene, the author of the 48 Laws of Power. Somebody like Grant Cardone. Somebody like Gary John Bishops, who I'm going to be having on next week. It's going to be a great episode. I'm looking forward to speaking to him. He's the author of Unfuck Yourself. That's a great title. And, today, what we've got going on is an Ask Me Anything episode. And in these types of episodes, I do them once a month. I ask for questions from our private Facebook group, the Warrior Soul Agogi Empowerment and Resilience Group, that anybody can join. You guys can go there and join right now. And in fact, what I'm going to ask you to do right now are three different things. Number one, if you are not subscribed to the Warrior Soul Podcast, go to wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so that you're getting all of our episodes that we put out. Number two, join that group, the Warrior Soul Agogi, that's A-G-O-G-E, Empowerment and Resilience private Facebook group. It's absolutely free. I'm putting up advice in there all the time. I'm answering questions. I'm putting stuff out there about fitness. And that's where we gather and we basically discuss a lot of the issues that we talk about on this show. Number three, I don't ask for anything in return. I really don't care if you ever spend a dime with me. Of course, you can if you want to, but here's the deal. All I really want you guys to do is to spread word about the show. Let people know that the show exists. So if you have an episode that you enjoy, that you love, then please share that episode out. It's so important for getting this information to the ears of more veterans and more people who can use it. But beyond that, what I really need you guys to do is to head over to iTunes and write us a written rating and review. It helps so much to drive the algorithms. I know a lot of you don't listen on iTunes, but iTunes is what drives the podcasting algorithm. So I really appreciate it if you guys do that. Now, I've got three big questions I am going to be talking about today. The first one has to do with psychedelics and what my opinion on psychedelics is. The second one has to do with health supplementation. Somebody asked me what supplement I think that every athlete and every person should be taking at a minimum. And I've got some answers on that, some that might surprise some of you. And then number three, somebody asked me what I think of over-the-counter testosterone boosters. Do they work and are they harmful for the long term? So those are the subjects we're going to be covering for today. I'm going to get into those in a second. First, I just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors, F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of fats, macadamia nut butters, They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They're absolutely awesome, absolutely outstanding. And you can go, you can pick yours up at www.dropanfbomb.com. use the code WarriorSoul and get 20% off your first order. These are great. You can use them to supplement your MREs. They're absolutely outstanding. Number two, I want to give a quick shout out to my friends over at Save the Brave. Save the Brave is a 501c3 charity for veterans. They run camaraderie events and they help Gold Star families. They are an absolutely outstanding organization. Their board does not take a dime in salary. Their board does not take a dime in salary. And my good friend, Scott Using, former commanding officer of Echo Company 2-4, and also the author of Echo and Ramadi, really great person. He is on the board, so you definitely want to go and check them out. Finally, I just want to say this. If you do want to support the podcast and you want to do so in a way where you're not going to have to buy anything that you wouldn't have otherwise bought, I highly suggest heading over to warriorsoulagoji.com/support/affiliates. That's warriorsoulagoji.com/support/affiliates. What I've done is I've created partnerships with a few different companies that you would absolutely love. Among those is Amazon. So the way this works is a lot of you are going to shop on Amazon anyways. So you go to this page, you click on the Amazon banner, and you bookmark it. And then whenever you want to buy something on Amazon, just go to that bookmark, and then a very small percentage of that is going to go to supporting the podcast. Helps to pay for bandwidth and other things like that. I've also got some partnerships with a few other great companies, and I'm not going to waste your time going through those right now. I want to get into the material, but like I said, if you want to check that stuff out, you can head over to www.warriorsoulagoji, that's AGOGE.com/support/affiliates, or you can just head over to the Warrior Soul Goji main page at www.warriorsoulagoji.com and click on the shop Warrior Soul affiliate link in the menu. All right. So with that, let's get into some of the questions for today. All right. So the first one here, have you done psychedelics? What's been your experience? Do you think this is a good way to treat PTSD or only in certain cases? All right, guys, I'm going to be really honest with you here. I have done psychedelics. I have done DMT, dimethyltryptamine. I have done LSD. I have done, which is lysergic acid, right? And I have done psychedelic mushrooms. And in each case, here's what I will say. These are not just things that you can use and expect to get a bunch of magic from them if you have not done the work, right? They are very powerful. They need to be respected. And they're not something that I recommend doing as a way of partying or a way of loosening up for the night, right? These, like I said, these are things that need to be respected. And they need to be held in a light where your intention is that you are coming into this trying to learn something, right? Because if you go into this saying, hey, I just want to loosen up, I'm going to take a bunch of mushrooms and I'm going to have a really good time and act crazy, you might get yourself into a situation where you're not going to be very comfortable. You're going to be dealing with a world of hurt. And I've known a lot of people who've taken too many mushrooms and have gotten themselves into some dangerous situations because they did not respect the compound, right? They did not respect the molecule. You've got to respect this stuff, and you've got to do it in a way where you are coming into this with the intention of learning something. Now, here's the deal. If you are looking to do this to learn about yourself, to really heal yourself, and you're looking to consult the plants, there are organizations out there that can help you with this, right? I had on Jesse from Heroic Hearts Project. That's heroicheartsproject.org. And they actually run trips for veterans to go down to South America to do ayahuasca ceremonies. Now, ayahuasca is a very powerful psychedelic. And what they'll do is they'll bring the veteran into the program. They'll work with that veteran, and then they will take them down and they will do the ceremony. Having had my own experiences with dimethyltryptamine, which is the active ingredient in ayahuasca, and with mushrooms and with LSD, what I will say is this: you want to be with somebody who really knows what they're doing, and you really want to put the work in beforehand. Like I said, it's because you might run into something that is going to be very disturbing. You might run into a very uncomfortable situation. You might not be prepared for it. Okay. Do I think that these could definitely be relevant treatments for treating PTSD? My answer is this: yes, but not for everybody. There are definitely people out there who should not do psychedelics. There are definitely people out there who are not going to be ready to experience this type of thing. So even though I think that there is a lot of promise within psychedelic plant medicines, I think that some people are a little bit too overzealous in promoting them as an answer for everyone. I don't think they're an answer for everyone. I think these things could be the answer for some people, but for others, they might actually make the situation worse, and we don't know enough about them to actually know whether or not they're going to make the situation worse. Do I think they should be Schedule 1 drugs that are completely illegal and not being researched in any way? Absolutely not. I think that these definitely have a use. They definitely have a therapeutic use. They could be so helpful to so many people. And I think it's ridiculous that we have not studied them, that they'd been used for thousands of years, and yet we have not studied them. So again, there's some great organizations out there. Heroic Hearts is one of them. MAPS, they're doing a lot of work with MDMA, and they're also working with a few other substances out there. If you are interested in this, I highly suggest you work with experts. You work with people who are in the know as to how to use these therapeutically. What I also advise against is maybe going down to Peru and trying to find a shaman off the street that's going to take you out to the jungle to do this, because given the fact that these things have become extraordinarily popular over the last few years, there are a lot of people who are looking to take advantage and scamming people, scamming psychedelic tourists who come down there to try to experience the ayahuasca and experience the psychedelic stuff. And you might get robbed. You might get yourself into a situation that you don't want to be in. So again, make sure you're with a reputable organization. Make sure you've done your homework. Make sure that you've done the work necessary to get what you want out of the experience. And if you do go and you do decide to do the experience, my suggestion is to be present, to keep your mind open, and to be willing to accept what you learn, right? Because that's a big part of it too. Now, I don't want to color any of your experiences with my experiences. Maybe that's a subject for another episode. But what I will say is, once again, these things are extraordinarily powerful, and you don't really know what you're messing with until you've gone a little bit too far and you're going to experience it anyways. So again, I just want to emphasize that don't go into this frivolously. Don't go into this happy-go-lucky. Do the work. Prepare the right way. Do your homework. I'm not trying to scare you off from it, but I'm also telling you to be extraordinarily cautious if you do use these. And hopefully we come to a better time and place where there's not as much of a taboo or a stigma associated with psychedelic plant medicines. One other thing I want to note here, because I've been a big advocate for cannabis. Cannabis has helped me. It's helped me with my autoimmune disease. It has helped me to stave off the effects of the corticosteroids that the doctors are putting through my system right now to help me with my ulcerative colitis symptoms. But I also think you could go too far with something like cannabis. I think that far too many people look at cannabis as if it's a completely benign thing, when the truth is it also definitely needs to be respected. You can get yourself into some hairy situations if you take too much, and if you are not getting the proper dose for what you are trying to use the cannabis for. Since I've done psychedelics, what I can tell you is that my perception of drugs, I will never look at drugs in the same way again. I see them as tools, not as party objects. They're things that, like I said, definitely need to be respected in all manners. Otherwise, like I said, they can backfire on you. So if you're looking to learn a little bit more about this stuff, I'll put some links to a couple of episodes we did with veterans organizations that take veterans down and put them through ayahuasca ceremonies and psychedelic ceremonies, just because I want you to have access to the resources that are going to put you in the proper place. Second question today is from my friend Ryan. He said, what supplement do you think every athlete should be taking at a minimum? Now, this is an interesting question, because in some ways, everybody is going to need different types of supplementation, right? Because everybody has a different diet. Everybody is eating different things. Some people are getting lots of vitamins and nutrients to where they wouldn't need as much supplementation, and others are not getting as much as they should, which means they're going to have to take some other supplements. With that being said, in our modern diet, there are certain things that are lacking in most people's nutrition regimens. And what I'll do is I'll talk about a few of those. So the first one, and this is one that, you know, most people have a deficiency in, but vitamin D. Vitamin D is something that if you're living in the Northeast, if you're living in the Pacific Northwest, particularly now that it's wintertime, and even those of us out here in Southern California who are spending a lot of our time in offices and in sitting in office chairs and not getting a lot of exposure to the sunlight, most of us have vitamin D deficiencies. And if you have a vitamin D deficiency, you should consider taking 35 IU of vitamin D per pound of body weight. Now, here's the thing. If you're going to take vitamin D, you should also take vitamin K2. And that's because supplementing with vitamin D, if you're not getting out in the sun and you're supplementing with vitamin D, supplementing with vitamin D could actually lead to calcification, and because vitamin D leaches calcium into your bloodstream. And if you're getting calcification, that can harden up your blood vessels, it could harden up your arteries, and that is not a good thing. That could lead to heart disease and a lot of health problems. So vitamin K2, taking 100 mcgs of vitamin K2 along with your vitamin D dose is actually a way of staving off that calcification influence. There are a lot of vitamin D supplements out there that are actually combined with vitamin K2. That way you're getting both at the same time. And I'll link those up on the show notes for this episode so you can check those out. Another thing that a lot of us aren't necessarily lacking, but we're getting too much of something else. We're getting too much omega-6 in our diets and not enough omega-3s. Now, here's the deal. In nature, omega-6 fatty acids, it's not like these are unhealthy. I'm not saying that they're unhealthy. We need omega-6 to survive. But the problem is that in most of the food that we eat here in the United States, it's very high in omega-6. And omega-6 in nature raises inflammatory levels. So if you're eating a lot of plant oils, a lot of us eat a lot of canola oil. Canola oil is in almost everything we eat. A lot of us eat a lot of seed oils. A lot of the packaged foods that we eat has very high omega-6 inside of it. So we're getting a lot of omega-6 already. And if that's out of ratio with omega-3, it can send your inflammatory levels out of check. So they could go uncontrolled. So a good way of staving off those inflammatory levels is to supplement with omega-3 fatty acids from cold-pressed fish oil. Now, another caveat to this, because we have so many veterans who listen to this show, is if you have ever been exposed to gunshots, you've manned a machine gun, you've thrown a grenade and had it explode in proximity to you, if you've done parachute jumps, if you've done anything where you are in proximity to an explosion, or if your head got knocked back and forth, or let's say you're not a veteran and you did high school football, or you box, or you're doing MMA or anything like that, where your head's going to get knocked, there's a potential there that all of that could affect you. Now, studies have shown that omega-3 fatty acids actually have a really, really positive effect on helping people to stave off, you know, traumatic brain injury and some of the implications of traumatic brain injury, like early onset dementia and, you know, brain fog and some of the other symptoms that you get from it. If you ever want to read a good book on this that I'll link in the show notes, it's called When Brains Collide. That's by Dr. Michael Lewis. We've had him on this show. And whenever he has dealt with people with traumatic brain injury, severe traumatic brain injury, he'll put them on as much as 10,000 milligrams a day. And that's been shown to have very positive effects in protecting the brain as you get older. Now, we are dealing with a lot of this in the veteran community. I don't want to understate this. I just had on Nick Kumalatzos. We talked about testosterone deficiency and how low-level traumatic brain injury can affect testosterone deficiency. I've done a bunch of episodes with Andrew Marr from the Warrior Angels Foundation, and he is a Green Beret. He never got directly blown up, but he got a full-blown TBI from being a breacher and just being in proximity to explosions. So don't write this off, guys. If you served in a combat MOS, if you manned a machine gun, if you ridden helicopters, a whole host of different things could cause this. And if you have low-level TBI, that could completely turn off your hormones. Now, what omega-3s do is they tend to heal those myelin sheaths that are within the brain that protect your neurons, and that has a regenerative effect on your brain. And again, I'm probably screwing up a lot of the science here, but I highly suggest you check that book out, When Brains Collide by Dr. Michael Lewis. He does an excellent job of explaining this. I will also link the interview in the show notes. So omega-3 fatty acids are definitely something that I recommend everybody be on. And I'm talking between 3,000 to 5,000 milligrams a day if you don't have a TBI. And I would go along with Dr. Michael Lewis's suggestions if you have experienced TBI, and maybe go a little bit higher than that. Another supplement that I think everybody should be on is something called N-acetylcysteine. Now, what N-acetylcysteine is a cellular precursor to glutathione. Now, glutathione, what it does is it helps with cellular turnover. So why is this important? Well, your intestinal tract, which is extremely important for your health, the interior lining there has to heal quite often in order for you to have a healthy intestinal tract, right? Now, remember what I've talked about, and I've talked about this in a bunch of different episodes. Your intestinal tract is important because it houses about 75% of your immune system. It's directly connected to your brain. It's really the center of your health. And if your gut health is not on point, then you could be in a world of hurt. You could end up in a case of autoimmunity like me. You know, and because your immune system's there and it's separated from the waste products inside of your intestines by a cell lining, in some places that's only a single cell thick, you really need to be constantly rebuilding that lining in there in order to remain healthy. So N-acetylcysteine can definitely help with this. It can also help with cellular turnover in the brain, and it can help you to regenerate a lot of brain cells that might have been damaged from something like TBI. It could also help with liver health, right? If you've done things in the past like heavy drinking that are going to affect your liver, N-acetylcysteine has been demonstrated to help with cellular turnover in the liver and bringing back liver function. So definitely something I recommend. It's not an expensive supplement at all. I take between 600 and 1,200 milligrams a day. I'll usually take a 600 milligram pill twice a day on an empty stomach. And that's definitely something I recommend people to be on. In addition to that, I think that most people, maybe not everybody, but most people should be on some form of probiotic, whether you're getting that from fermented foods or a probiotic supplement to maintain the healthy gut bacteria in their intestinal tracts. In addition to that, if you are dealing with heartburn, agita, GERD, whatever you want to call it, then you probably want to be on digestive enzymes of some sort, because that means you're actually lacking stomach acid. You're probably lacking a lot of the enzymes that it's required to digest your food properly. So those are the supplements I would recommend. I know I'm not the end all be all of nutrition. I know quite a bit, but those are definitely the things that I'm going to be on for the rest of my life. And again, I'll get all that linked up on the show notes for you guys when I get them up there. So don't worry, we will have all this stuff listed out for you. Finally, my friend John, he asked, what do you think of over-the-counter test boosters? Do they work? Are they harmful for the long term? You know, and again, this is one of those things where some test boosters back in the day, when I was actually still in the Marine Corps, they were selling something called 1AD. And they would sell it out of the, there was a little supplement shop on Camp Schwab, and it was right next to the gym. And they would actually sell this stuff. And it's a steroid precursor, right? Meaning that this stuff actually turned into andro when you ingested it. It wasn't an actual steroid, but it would turn into one. That's what a precursor is. And here's the thing. A lot of these types of test boosters, whether you're taking SARMs or whether you're taking 1AD or 3AD or any of them, they can have just as much effect in turning off your natural testosterone as injectable testosterone could. So, and in some cases, here's the deal. When you're injecting testosterone and it's coming from a doctor, that doctor knows how to get you off. That doctor knows how to withdraw you. That doctor knows what you should be taking as far as Clomid, as far as anastrozole, as far as luteinizing hormone, things that are going to restart your testicles. With some of these other cases like SARMs or some of the other things that you get over the counter, I mean, it's more of a Russian roulette. Like they don't know. They don't know what the effect could actually be. So in these types of cases, what I would say is I'd avoid a lot of these. If you've got a testosterone deficiency, go and see a qualified physician. Go and check with Core Medical Group, who we brought up when we were talking to Nick Kumalatsos a couple of weeks ago. I'll put a link up there. They've done a few specials for veterans. They like working with veterans. So if you guys are into that and you are trying to fix a testosterone deficiency on your own, I would definitely go and check that out. In addition to that, what I'll do is I'll put up a few articles that I've written on the subject with supplements I think that you should be on if you believe you have a testosterone deficiency, things you could do before you go to full-blown HRT, because for a lot of people, that's expensive. And, you know, if you're still young and you're not so severe that you're going to be required to go to HRT, there's certain things you could do to get your testosterone back on track. As I alluded to before, improving your digestive health is one of them. Making sure you're taking care of your brain, that's another one. So guys, definitely go and check out the show notes for this episode, because I'm going to put a lot of resources up there. I don't recommend either taking steroids off the street or dealing with some random testosterone booster that in one case might not work and you wasted your money, or in another case might end up working but might cause lasting damage, right? It's definitely not something you want to be messing with. You don't want to mess with your reproductive health and your hormonal health, all right? And that's all the questions I got for today, guys. I hope this Ask Me Anything wasn't formative. I've been doing these once a month right now. I might extend that and bring it to twice a month or even every week as we get more questions. If you want to join the group and you want to get your questions included in the Ask Me Anything, like I said at the beginning of the show, head over to Facebook and go and find the Warrior Soul Goyi Empowerment and Resilience Group. I will also link that on the show notes for this episode, and you guys can join up for free. There's no cost or anything like that. Beyond that, you want to support the podcast. I mentioned some ways earlier. There's some new ways as well. You can head over to warriorsoul.academy. I've got a bunch of programs that I've written, fitness programs, fat loss programs. I've got some business programs up for those of you who are thinking about maybe starting your own clothing company online or an e-commerce brand online. I've got courses on that. I've got courses on how to become a coach. I've got some really awesome fitness courses up there and some really awesome fitness ebooks up there. So go and check that out. That's up at warriorsoul.academy. And as always, if you want to support yourself, we have the Warrior Obituary Society, and that is our mastermind. And when new members come into this mastermind for the first 8 weeks, they're going through a development program. They're customizing their own fitness plans. They are customizing their own finance plans. They are getting held accountable on all their goals. They're outlining their vision. And it's a really awesome group. We run live calls every single week. We're supporting each other. We're trying to push each other to do some big things. We got about 16 members in the group right now, and they're awesome guys. We've got civilians, combat veterans. We've got some active duty military in the group. So if you're interested in that, head over to www.warriorobituarysociety.com. That's warriorobituarysociety.com. And you can check it out. And if you've got questions, just email me at chris@warriorsoulgoji.com. And I will be happy to answer for them for you or to even set up a call to talk about it. All right. Again, hope you guys got a lot out of this. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you write us a review. Please do. And I'll be back at you later on this week with some more awesome content. Get out there and live your best lives while you can. And this is Chris Albert, and I am out.